Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you are having an absolutely wonderful day today. And if you need anything, of course, be sure to check out the website at healthmasters.com. We have lots of different specials and sales on there right now, including the product of the week with the zinc. And if you guys need anything, feel free to give us a call at 1-800-726-1834. We're always here to help you guys out the best we possibly can. And I wanted to give everybody a kind of quick rundown. There's a lot of different topics going on today I want to touch base on, but I've been getting inundated with emails. I'm going to be on the Hagman Show tonight as well, so I'm going to talk about more about it. Everybody needs to understand currently what's happening right now with Ukraine is complete and total theater as far as what's happening in the West. Yes, there have been breakaway regions in the Ukraine that Russia has basically decided they are going to take back now. Now Russia's done a full-blown assault in the Ukraine. We already know that. And before I get in with this, my opinion, I am not pro-war, nor am I supporting Russia's attack on anything. However, on the other hand, too, ruining the United States and blaming all the problems that have occurred by the bankers and the politicians and the communists that have infiltrated our government and now trying to blame all of those as it's Russia's fault this is happening is, again, nothing but theater. I saw an article earlier today that was discussing the fact on how corrupt Ukraine is. In fact, Ernst & Young put Ukraine among the top three most corrupt nations in the entire world, only under Colombia and Brazil. In 2015, The Guardian called Ukraine the most corrupt nation in Europe. According to a poll conducted in 2017, experts considered Ukraine to be the ninth most corrupt nation in the entire planet. According to the Transparency International Corruption Perception Index, they are ranked 117 out of basically safe and non-corruption, which they're like at the bottom of the list. So let's be clear on this. There is a lot of stuff that goes on in Ukraine that nobody's talking about. Are there civilians over there that are getting involved in this? Absolutely. Is this something that basically we need to get involved in? Absolutely not. However, what we're seeing now with these absolutely asinine sanctions from this limp-wristed ding-dong that's in office just makes us look even more pathetic, and it's going to do nothing but absolutely hurt the United States that much further. A lot of people don't even bother to realize that Russia exports roughly two-thirds of the world's ammonium nitrate used for fertilizer. Oh, that's right. Well, we just sanctioned them and banned them from bringing in the United States. So guess what's about to happen to the food prices when it comes to fertilizer costs? Oh, you nailed it. Oh, in the energy sector? Yeah, expect that to go up too. This is being done as full theater, acting like we care about what's going on over in Ukraine, even though it's not a NATO country. Now, let me clarify something else. Every single media outlet is feeding fear porn to everybody right now with Ukraine. Every single media outlet is lying to everyone, telling everyone how we need to be completely concerned about Ukraine and we need to be helping Ukraine. Secondly, isn't it ironic that all these things we've started to hear come out now over the last couple months about the National Institute of Health with Fauci and gain-of-function research and the John Hopkins University with COVID showing that lockdowns and mandates had almost zero impact on reducing mortality. Isn't it interesting that we're finding more and more corruption with the COVID lie, including the fact that the Moderna and Pfizer shot now, according to a lot of researchers, are saying it doesn't even do anything beneficial. In fact, it's one of the most dangerous things you can put in your body. Isn't it interesting that one of the BlackRock, basically hedge fund managers, came out and said that Moderna's clinical trials were completely and totally fraudulent, and it did not show under any circumstances that Moderna actually produced something that did anything close to preventing COVID? Isn't it interesting that the German health insurer just came out the beginning of the week and said that the COVID vaccine side effects are being vastly unreported? The BKK Provida board member Andreas Schofbeck, over a 7.5 month period in 2021, found that 216,695 policyholders out of 10.9 million were being treated for severe vaccine side effects. Ironically, though, the German government has said only 244,000 reports out of the entire 83 million people have had side effects. Well, those are vastly different. Provita board member Andrea said, and I quote, "The data available to our insurance company gives us reason to believe that there's very considerable underreporting of suspected cases of vaccination side effects after these individuals received the COVID-19 vaccine. If these figures are applied to a year as a whole and to the actual population of Germany, probably between 2.5 to 3 million people in Germany have been under medical treatment because of severe vaccination side effects just last year alone." 2.5 to 3 million people, severe side effects in Germany alone. Would you think about those numbers for a second? We saw the Ottawa police turn into full-blown Gestapo. We're seeing Canada seizing bank accounts of single moms that donated $50 to the Freedom Trucker Rally. We're seeing law enforcement go in and run people over, stampede them with horses, and then laugh about it in text message as it gets screenshot out. All of that all of a sudden just disappeared, and everybody's supposed to be focused on why we need to go support the most corrupt country in the entire world right now, that Russia basically has stated there's huge regions that are breakaway and want to go back to Russia because Ukraine's so corrupt. Look at what they're trying to make you think about, and then do your own research and figure out what actually you need to be thinking about and looking at. This entire thing was not accidental. People are going, well, this is an unprovoked attack against Ukraine. This has been going on for years. And Russia blatantly said for the longest time, if you keep funding Ukraine and you keep massing troops all around Ukraine and you keep sending weapons to countries around Ukraine, eventually we're going to do something about it. And the corruption in Ukraine has showed a huge region. They don't want to be involved in that country anymore. They want to come back to Russia. This is their own affair to deal with, not ours. This is why the media is trying to get everybody to focus on it. Think about it this way. If CNN and fake Fox and all the other mainstream platforms weren't showing you footage and weren't bringing you news and weren't doing anything but maybe a one-minute segment on a conflict that's going on in Ukraine right now, and it was back to business as usual, and they had the simple Kardashians butts and the, you know, all the other stupid shows they have on TV and your favorite NFL and everything else going on right now, do you think anybody in the United States would be even remotely concerned about what's going on currently in Ukraine? The answer is resounding absolutely no. Nobody would care whatsoever. Nobody would even be paying attention to it. You'd have a few people that would click on an article here or there and say, oh, there's a fallout in Ukraine. There's a conflict with Russia. That's about it. Look at what they're trying to make everybody think about and then realize why they're trying to do it. Biden was massively tied into Ukraine. Hunter Biden over there, I mean, millions of dollars as an advisor. That is one of the most corrupt countries in the entire world, and there's a reason why, is many people always try to demonize Putin, and I'm not making him be a good guy at all. But remember, he wasn't a spoon-fed, raised politician, lying sack of crap like majority of our politicians are in the United States. He grew up as a street thug. He was in the KGB. This guy's not an idiot. He knows exactly what's going on. He's called out a significant portion of the corruption that's occurred in the West and in other parts of the world. And again, I'm not taking a side or a big pro-Putin individual, but I'm telling you right now, there's always two sides to every story, and we need to be very, very careful before everybody starts doing the whole war drums, we need to go to war again, we're in debt over our eyeballs in the middle of this absolutely fake pandemic that they've told us to be scared of for the last 2 years, let's go to war now. A lot of people want to have something to distract them against what happened to them for the last 2 years, and they can forget about it. We can never forget or pretend that they didn't do what they just did to us for the last 2 years. Arresting people for opening up their churches, taking people and dragging them off the sidewalk and arresting them for not wearing masks, kicking women and children out of restaurants in New York at gunpoint with law enforcement because they don't have a vaccination card, suspending and firing and terminating huge swaths of our military because they decided they didn't want to get a RNA gene therapy shot. That I'm not going to forget about, nor am I going to let anybody else forget about, and I'm going to keep bringing it up, and I expect everybody to keep bringing that up and holding these guys accountable, because what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to sweep this entire pandemic under the rug and pretend that nothing happened. They have these newfound controls and newfound powers, and every time something happens, they're going to bring up their new control, and they're going to say, oh, well, we're having to do this for your protection. Remember, we did this for COVID for your protection. If you allow the tyrants to write history, they will lie, cheat, and steal it all the way through the book. We can never allow them to pretend that they didn't do what they just did for the last 2 years. And the research has shown very clearly now, myself and Dad and all of y'all and everybody that's been awake has been on the right side of history this entire time, and we've all been speaking the truth, and we cannot allow them to try to obfuscate that right now and pretend they didn't do what they just did, Dad. That's my take on this whole thing right now. What do you think?
Again, you know, we've done entire shows where I tell you everything's a lie. I mean, everything. Media's a lie. You know, alt news is a lie, except for a few shows. You know, the mainstream media is a complete and total lie. Hollywood's a lie. Everything's a lie. You know, the government's a lie. We completely lost control of our government to the Kabbalist Luciferians because Jeffrey Epstein, Kabbalist Luciferian, and Ghislaine Maxwell, Kabbalist Luciferian, have basically blackmailed, you know, the top people in our government. And Klaus Schwab just came out and said that the entire cabinet of Canada is pretty much under his control. He's controlling everything. Putin, basically, and Klaus Schwab are buddies. I talked about that on yesterday's show. I mean, he actually addressed the World Economic Forum like it's a keynote speaker. Klaus Schwab and Putin have made a deal about the Ukraine. I'm letting you guys know in the backside what's going on. In my opinion, this is what's happening. And they've told Putin that you can come in and you can do this, and we won't do anything else to stop you. And he has. Now, remember, you know, they have about 10 or 15 bioweapons laboratories. I mean, the ones like at Fort Detrick, the hardcore, let's build something that'll kill everybody on the planet laboratories, you know, level 4 quarantine facilities in Ukraine, along with, again, as Austin mentioned, one of the most corrupt governments in the world. But Putin has now worked with Klaus Schwab because Putin had to be given something for him to cooperate like he is with the World Economic Forum, and he wanted Ukraine back. He wanted that one more port. He wanted to have the ability to control the land right next to Russia. And I personally believe this is just a high-level Kabbalist Luciferian networking that's worked with, you know, Putin to do this. You know, that's why the United States isn't mounting. I told you guys months ago we're not going to have World War III and nobody's getting nuked over this. I remember when the Archduke Ferdinand, when I read it through the history books of what happened in World War I, and how that ended up precipitating the Versailles Treaty, which ended up precipitating the formation of Israel with the Balfour Declaration, which ended up basically precipitating World War II, and on and on and on. It was all done, and we had it all orchestrated by the international bankers. I read you the quotes yesterday about the international bankers and what they say. This is who's controlling all of it, guys. And what's happened is, you know, we've got a senile president who had massive brain. Remember back in 88, 89, he had an aneurysm, which is like a blood vessel that has ballooned inside of his brain. And they had to go in and do surgery on him, and they had to literally take the entire top of his skull off. Like, you know, had a capping, take the top of his skull off and go inside and tie off those blood vessels. And the doctor told him he'd probably only had a 30 to 50% chance that he would ever be normal again. This is who they made president. It's like a joke. They do this to slap us in the face. We have a guy who won't stop sniffing children, who's senile, who's suffering from severe brain damage. And I posted these articles and I'm giving you the links on the website so you go look it up as far as the brain surgery he had to have. And think about it for a second. They give us George W., all right? The guy, he's dealing with single-digit IQs. I'm being facetious, but the guy is a dummy, all right? He comes up and says, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists, blah, 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 blah. And he starts the whole thing with 9/11 after that in invading Iraq, right? Takes over that Middle Eastern country, throws in a central bank. Okay, what they did. They already came into Kuwait, took it over, on and on and on and on with his dad. Then we get the gay Kenyan. We get a gay guy who's married to a guy in the White House. So they go from absolutely awful with George W. to the gay Kenyan, which is unbelievable. And you see his wife, his transgender, whatever you want to call it, Michelle or Michael, and you see it walking down a set of stairs, you know, in a silk dress, and she looks like she's got an Alabama black snake between her legs. I'm just being right here now with you guys. It's sick, all right? And you're like, okay, well, she's obviously a guy. Then Joan Rivers comes out and says she's a guy. And then Joan Rivers is quickly taken off the theater and the world stage of politics and running her mouth. And she's quickly now have a wrongful death suit. And then we go from that to let's make America great again, Trump. whose greatest award in his life was the Kabbalist Tree of Life Award. You can look at it on YouTube. I posted it dozens of times over the years. He says this is like my greatest achievement, the Kabbalah Tree of Life Award. I can't make this stuff up, guys, okay? And then all of a sudden we go from Donald Trump, who's absolutely awful, who carpet-bombed the United States by closing down the entire infrastructure and shutting down businesses, putting hundreds of thousands of companies and small businesses out of business, carpet-bombed the entire economy because he was told to by the World Economic Forum, who was running the COVID scam, because Klaus Schwab had told us that we had the perfect opportunity to implement a new world order. Okay, so there you go. And so now we're in the middle of this. Then Putin's now cooperating with the World Economic Forum. He's a pretty smart dude. And now they're giving him Ukraine. Pretty much that's how it works. And you got the separatists that we backed in 2014, who basically were Nazis. And I've got a good friend of mine who lives over there, so they used to have Nazi parades going down the street. I kid you not. Yeah, I'm talking like in the last decade, Nazi parades. And then the Russians who wanted to – and here's the thing. You know, when Hitler wrote the book Mein Kampf, okay, and I've never been able to read the book. I read parts of it. It's such a wandering mess of just gibberish. It's hard to get through. But it's all about the political theater 100 years ago about the fascists against the communists, against the Leninists and the Stalinists and all of this stuff. You know, Hitler had these groups of people in the Ukraine basically who were Nazis, and they were trained, and their grandparents actually worked with the Nazi regime from the 40s, and they have continued to keep that legacy alive. Well, we installed the Nazi government in the Ukraine back in 2014, and they absolutely hate communism, still, as Mein Kampf talks about. Well, that group now has gotten the entire country unbelievably corrupt, and then you got these different regions of the Ukraine, which are still wanting to be part of Russia, who are communists, and that's what Putin did. He kind of took them back under his wing now and has basically taken over the country with the permission, I mind you now, of what I told you yesterday. Remember what she said, the mother of Rothschild? If my sons don't want there to be a war, there won't be a war. They determine this. Now, let me tell you what's happened over here, according to Paul Craig Roberts. Ukrainian resistance seems to have ceased as its infrastructure was put out of operation. Only a few neo-Nazi militias, that's what I just mentioned, trapped within the Donbass territories, continued to offer resistance. Russian paratroopers captured Kyiv airport. Hours ago, the Russian forces had reached the Dnieper and approached the suburbs of Kyiv. Kyiv. Ukraine has lost its air force, its air defense, its navy, and all military airports, with destruction of 83 military facilities. The infrastructure of the Ukraine military has been completely wiped out. The neo-Nazis will be held accountable. Ukraine will be required to renounce NATO membership, demilitarize, and renounce all claims to Crimea, and the independent republics. Ukrainian soldiers will be permitted to return home to their families. Unlike the Americans and NATO, the Russians have avoided attacking any civilian areas and the barracks and the residences of the military units. German readers are now sitting in front of their TVs laughing at their idiot politicians, promising that Putin's imperialism won't go unanswered, promising more energy sanctions against the German people, and facing compensation claims from the German investors in the Nord 2 pipeline. German defense officials admit they are toothless and have no capability of sending troops even to protect NATO members, much less Ukraine. That's because Germany is a satellite state. As are all the other NATO countries, they are a satellite state of the United Nations, which is being controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel. So we need to understand all of the stuff that's happening with us and what's happening with the United States now as we turn and get pushed further and further into the New World Order. I'm posting the full text of Putin's speech yesterday, and I'm posting the full text of what Paul Craig Roberts said as far as the military incursions. So here's what we have right now, okay? The U.S. recognizes it cannot stand up to Russia. That's a fact. We have a woke military that I talked about in depth the other day about how, you know, gay is the way you're supposed to go in the military. I went to a wedding with a military guy a couple of years ago. And I couldn't believe the lesbians locked arm in arms, the gays locked arm in arms at the wedding. Had I known that was going to be there, I would not even have gone to the wedding. And yes, I don't like it that much. I don't want to see it. I can't stand it. Well, there you're being a bigot. Okay. I am being a bigot. Bigot means I'm diametrically opposed to that lifestyle choice, and I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't want my children to see it. I don't want to see it. That's it. Now, there's a difference between being a bigot and being a racist. I'm not a racist, okay? But I am a bigot. I don't like the homosexual lifestyle. I don't want to see it. I don't like the transgender lifestyle. I don't like men raping little boys. I'm bigoted towards them, too. So if that makes me a bigot, okay, I stand convicted. I'm completely and totally committed to Jesus Christ and no other religions. And if that makes me a bigot, I'm okay with that, too. I don't care. At this point in time, what difference does it make with all the stuff that we talk about on this show? So I've got you guys to know this. I mean, the Ukraine is being completely and totally orchestrated through the international banking cartels, again, through the World Economic Forum. You know, and think about it for a second. They're all saying we're going to go ahead and we're going to basically – you're going to put sanctions against Russia. All right? What if Russia decides to sanction Europe and stop all of their gas and fuel from flowing into Europe? You realize what's going to happen? It's going to shut German industry down. They're going to have to shut down the car manufacturing facilities because of the amount of electricity they consume just to be able to keep their people alive in the middle of this winter. So, you know, it's all smoke and mirrors. All of it's being done by the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab being the spokesperson, not the head. The head guy, and Klaus Schwab's probably one of these tire people, are basically wizards and witches and warlocks and weirdos who worship Lucifer, who sacrifice human beings and drink blood and get high on adrenochrome. Now, I can't be any more direct or blunt than that. That's who runs the planet because they're a bunch of Satanists, a bunch of weirdos. I'm going to read you again. I'm going to post this again. And this is an article that was done and written by Jonas Alexis, and he started talking about the bankers. And here's the thing. I'm going to read this to you. In a candid moment after World War I, Kuhn Lee partner Otto Kahn explained that, remember, he has the second largest home in the United States, only to the Biltmore estate. This is 100 years ago. Otto Kahn explained that the international Kabbalist bankers remake the world by creating artificial conflicts, that's Ukraine, and determining the outcome, that's Ukraine. These include world wars, the Cold Wars, the Ukrainian War, the War on Terror, not to mention the phony left-right paradigm that holds America into gridlock. That's Republican and Democrat. Otto Kahn was a partner with Jacob Schiff and Paul Warburg in America's most influential banking house, Kuhn Lieb. Thus, it is worth recalling what is said about this Illuminati, Kabbalist, Luciferian strategy. In his book, Geneva Versus Peace, the Comte de Saint-Leu, who was the French ambassador to London in 1924, recalled a dinner conversation with Otto Kahn, which took place shortly after World War I, after the League of Nations has failed. Asked why the bankers would back Bolshevism, a system supposedly inimical to private ownership, Kahn tugged on his enormous cigar and explained that the bankers create apparent opposites to remake the world according to their specs. Putin is fighting against NATO. It's all the bankers doing this, guys. It's the international Kabbalist Luciferian death sex cult that worships Baal and Moloch and Asherah that's doing this. It's always these same guys. You say Marxism is the very antithesis to capitalism, which is equally sacred to us. It is precisely for that reason they are direct opposites to one another that they put into our hands the two poles of this planet and allow us to be its axis. Bolshevism and ourselves find their identity in the international. That's basically the split between the conservatives and the communists. These opposites meet again in the identity of their purpose and end in the remaking of the world from above by controlling the riches and from below by revolution. Our mission consists in promulgating the new law and in creating a God. This is where they want to resurrect Ein Sof from the pit through the Kabbalist Luciferian network, rebuild the third temple, and have him walk out and declare himself God. Then he goes on to say, that is to say the idea and purifying the idea of God and realizing it. This is the Kabbalah again. When the time shall come, we shall purify the idea by identifying it with the nation of Israel. This is what Kahn says. I'm quoting him, which has become its own Messiah. The advent of it will be facilitated by the final triumph of Israel. Our essential dynamism makes use of the forces of destruction and of creation. This is all Kabbalah, and the first to nourish the second. Our organization of revolution is evidenced by the destructive Bolshevism and for construction by the League of Nations, which is also our work. Bolshevism is the accelerator and the League of Nations is the brake on the mechanism to which we will supply both the motive and the force and the guiding power.
Now, the League of Nations has been replaced with the United Nations. What is the end? It is already determined by our mission. It is formed of elements scattered throughout the whole world, but cast in the flame of our faith in ourselves. We are a League of Nations which contains the elements of all others. Israel will be and is the microcosm. Remember, Israel wasn't even formed yet. It was 25 years before Israel was formed, and he's already talking about it like it is completed. The article goes on to say, Satanists redefine reality and morality, turning them upside down. They seek a worldwide political, economic, and cultural monopoly institutionalized in a world government. Guys, that's who's doing Ukraine. That's who's doing all of it. That's who did 9/11. That's who did World War I. That's who did World War II. All of it. It's always the Kabbalist Luciferian sect. It is always, as the Bible says and called it out, it is always the synagogue of Satan. Now, it could have all kinds of members in that. You got Britney. You got Madonna. You got Hillary. You got Bill Clinton. You got all these groups. And you got Donald Trump saying, his most prestigious award is the Kabbalah Tree of Life Award. It's always the same people. Hunter Biden and Biden Sr., the senile sniffer, these two are so corrupt that they're easy to manipulate. They're so corrupt. They've got a laptop with hired Hunter Biden raping and doing all kinds of horrible stuff to children, yet they won't even prosecute him because they control the judiciary. That's the group that runs the planet. That's why I've said 1,000 times on this show over the last 10 years, or however long we've been on, I need one of you guys to do me a favor. I need a full count of all the shows that we've had from the beginning to now. I know it's over 1,000. It's going to take a couple minutes to do that because I want to start labeling show 1,050 to show 1,100 on the shows that we're doing so we keep better track of the shows. But, guys, please listen to me. Look at who's doing this. Don't get caught up in the lies. Oh, my gosh, the lies. Oh, the lies. My mom was in Germany in World War II. She was born in 1916. My grandfather, born in, I think, 1886. All my grandparents were born in the 1800s. And I remember my grandfather, and I used to talk. He only spoke German. And he used to say, everything they told you about World War II is a lie. My mom used to say, everything they told you about World War II is a lie. It's all a lie. And I'm like, whoa. And then I read the book, The Bad War by King, and I realized everything we had been taught about World War II was a lie, except for some of the skirmishes they did and some of the battles, like the Battle of the Bulge and the amount of people that were shot and killed. But who started it and who arranged it all, it's always the same group. This is why I told you guys, we're not going to have a world war over Ukraine. It's not going to happen. First of all, our military readiness is in the toilet. It really is. And secondly, the CIA, who are controlled by the Kabbalist Luciferians, control the military, and they're simply not going to allow it. Remember when Donald Trump tried to put troops on the border to close our southern border? And they said, no, can't do it. They ignored him. Think about it for a second. We're worried about a Ukrainian border crisis while we have millions of illegals come across our border every year. You think about the irony of that. We have millions of illegals coming into the United States, destroying our country right now, and yet we're worried about a skirmish on the other side of the world when the Ukrainian people were taken over by the Nazis, back in 1914. So think about what they're doing and what the real story is, the backstory, and who's controlling all of this. Austin, what do you think, buddy, and what's your next story?
Oh, you're exactly right. I was joking with a friend about that yesterday, and I said it's funny how all of a sudden, because of programming, and psychological programming through mind control television devices, that all of a sudden everybody's so concerned about Ukraine when we've had literally, like you just said, millions have come through in the country. What about all the Afghans that have come over here now that now the Homeland Security is saying, oh, well, we didn't properly vet them. We've lost them now. Individuals that were hardcore devout Sharia law Muslims that do not integrate in American society ever under any circumstances have they done it. They always are diametrically opposed to Christianity. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're not worried about those 100,000 that we brought in. We're not worried about everybody that's coming across the border. No, we're not worried about that at all. We need to go be concerned about Ukraine. Just remember, everything always comes down to fuel and energy and money. And that's what this is going on with Ukraine over there. Russia wants to get a pipeline done, and they want to make sure they have their own interests covered. And again, the United States has to make sure everybody stops thinking about what they just did to us here over COVID. And I'm not going to let it go. I've told you guys that repeatedly. There's too much fake news going on, and too many people here in the United States are dying, still currently to this day, being put on remdesivir that intentionally is being used to kill them and cause fluid retention in their lungs and blow their kidneys out so they can put them on a ventilator in the hospital and then kill them and get money from basically the federal government under the CARES Act. Currently, right now, this is happening. Currently, right now, we have people that are still getting the Moderna and Pfizer injection that is unbelievably toxic, that has been directly linked now to severe blood clots, myocarditis, strokes, death, cerebral palsy, Guillain-Barre syndrome, directly linked. This isn't questionable anymore. They're directly linking it to it. Exactly what we warned about a year ago. Yet, no, we're not going to talk about that. We're just going to pretend that's happening. Now we got the trucker convoy headed to D.C. now to protest all the nonsense. I give these guys credit and kudos. I did see an article earlier the other day, though, and they're talking about that everybody needs to be very careful because it appears there's been chatter about Antifa terrorists and BLM terrorists, the same ones that were paid by George Soros in 2020 to burn down entire cities, which, by the way, I never heard one time about any of those people ever getting sanctioned or having their finances frozen or being threatened with much of anything. They kind of had carte blanche immunity, didn't they? Wasn't that funny like that? And a lot of the prosecuting attorneys in those cities wouldn't even file charges. They would just release them. Some of them got like misdemeanor vandalism charges, stupid stuff, after they got caught firebombing stores with Molotov cocktails and incendiary explosive firework devices. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to ignore that, too. No, they're saying now there's a high probability those individuals are going to try to creep in with this convoy going to D.C. Be very, very careful if you're involved in this convoy right now. And I'm promoting and standing up for freedom and standing up for our rights and making a point. However, be very cautious because these guys that are with Antifa, they're very organized and they're very well paid. These guys aren't clowns anymore. They had their test run all of 2020. They figured out how to infiltrate these groups the same way we had FBI informants and individuals in January 6th, which were some of the lead individuals that caused any of the mayhem that occurred. And, of course, now we're talking about none of those guys are being indicted on anything. A lot of these guys aren't even going to jail. Yet we have people like Stuart Rhodes and other individuals who are talking about insurrection, all these different charges, talking about life in prison. One lady I just saw the other day, she basically was there at the Capitol, trespassing, allegedly, on Capitol buildings that we pay for and we're forced to pay tax money dollars to maintain and support. I always got a real kick out of that one. You're trespassing on property of a government that is by the people, for the people, that we use our money for to maintain. I'm not sure how that works. But again, this is what happens when you have an out-of-control, tyrannical, communist FBI agency. And she just got sentenced to 6 months in prison now. 6 months in prison for trespassing. Wow, that's interesting. Is that where we're at now in this country? Somebody basically wants to address their grievances with the United States and go to the Capitol. Now all of a sudden they're going to prison for 6 months. Probably going to have – I'm sure it's not going to be – I don't know if it's going to be able to be expunged afterwards. I'm sure it's going to be on a record probably the rest of her life. It's a federal charge. Not sure how that's going to work out for her. I wish her the best. But again, this has been going on. No one wants to talk about it. No one wants to talk about the individuals that are still being held in jail without pretrial release for bogus charges on January 6th. Over 600 people got arrested all across the country. We had full-blown billboards down here in Florida. If you know anything about the violent Capitol insurrection, call the hotline now. What? When did I see the billboards down here? Do you know anything about the violent BLM and Antifa insurrections in 140 major cities across the country? Call the hotline now and turn these terrorists in. Oh, that's right. Never saw one single billboard that ever said that anywhere in the entire country. Huh. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it funny how they control the narrative when it's the direction they want? Now we have Twitter that's announcing it will be monitoring the emerging narratives about the Ukraine war. They'll be censored if violation of the company's policies occur. Oh, yeah. They're already starting on the narrative. The announcement was made in response to Twitter deleting tweets and suspending accounts that posted videos in Ukraine. After users complained, Twitter acknowledged that it targeted the accounts in error. However, a statement by Twitter spokesperson said, "We took enforcement action on a number of accounts in air. We will be proactively monitoring for emerging narratives that violate our policy." I'm going to repeat what Twitter said. We've been proactively monitoring for emerging narratives that are a violation of our policies. That is a direct quote from Twitter that just came out yesterday. Proactively monitoring emerging narratives that violate our policy. What could that possibly mean? Oh, it means they're going to make sure anybody that talks about the truth or talks about what's really going on is going to be censored immediately because it's not part of the emerging narrative that they want shown. That's exactly what that means. And ironically enough, as we continue to see this thing unfold in this clown show that the United States government has turned into now, it's interesting that, like Dev said, our military readiness is probably at the all-time low it's ever been in the history of the United States. I mean, remember, we just got rid of tens of thousands of U.S. troops because they decided they didn't want to get injected with experimental RNA gene therapy that's never been long-term tested before. Oh, yeah, we just did that. And remember, majority of those troops that got suspended in the Corps, in the Army, Air Force, et cetera, those were the troops that would stand their ground and support the Constitution and freedom because they were standing up for medical freedom. They were doing it, even willing to ruin their military career and stand up for what they believed in, not getting this RNA gene therapy shot. Think about that for a second. They were the last line of true defense, hardcore, red-blooded American patriot military guys. Then you had a lot of the other ones that said, we'll just compromise and go into it. And they may still be some good military members that got the shot. I believe that. A lot of them just had to do it to go along. I guess got pressured. But then you got other military members. They can't even figure out which bathroom they're supposed to use. Not really sure. I mean, we have full gay helicopter crews now that proudly display their gay pride flags. Yeah, they're in the Air Force right now. You can look it up. Yeah, that's the joke that the United States military has turned into. And everybody wants to say, oh, well, we're this and we're that. The United States isn't hardly anything anymore. The only thing left in this country that's super strong is the United States patriots and the resolve for people to stand up for freedom. The very fact that we saw our country fall into this hole towards hell last year, where we actually had companies and groups and individuals and pastors and corporations and businesses tell people, you can't function in society, you can't work here, you can't go here, you can't shop here, you can't live here unless you get an injection. It's a gene therapy experimental shot. Wow, that's what people need to be addressing right now in the United States and coming up in arms about and standing up and saying, no, no more. No more. We're no longer going along with this. California, you got them passing a bill now. They're trying to mandate that no child is allowed to go to any school whatsoever from age 5 and up unless they get the RNA gene therapy shot. That's already going on right now. You have children that are still being forced to wear masks in LA and many other states right now while you see the Super Bowl and all the elite celebrities that love to run around all the time without masks. They're fine. Nobody's worried about that. But the 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, oh, yeah, they got to comply still because we're not done training them yet how to be good little peasants. Yet, that's not being talked about either. That is why they don't want the narrative being exposed. Also, too, as we're putting these idiotic sanctions out there towards Russia, like and the funny part was I said, does anybody actually think that Putin didn't possibly anticipate sanctions like they did on him? Do you think he's sitting in the corner going, oh, man, guys? Man, I can't believe I did this with Ukraine. I got my hand slapped by the U.S. I don't know what to do now. I didn't expect this. Oh, I don't know what to do. They're not going to buy my stuff anymore. Oh, man. Come on. Really? The whole thing's theater. It's a joke. Nobody, and for some odd reason, I haven't understood this yet. We know we're having an energy crisis. We know we're having massive inflation due to the monetary policy and the free money that the Fed pumped into the system for the last 2 years. We know everything's going through the roof right now. Fuel's going through the roof right now, which directly affects the economy. Fuel prices are one of the most contributing factors to economies going up or down in the United States. That's a fact. If all of a sudden the United States wanted to support its countrymen and its fellow patriots and its citizens, you know what they would say right now? We're freezing and stopping all federal and all state fuel taxes, period. No fuel tax on anything right now. All open. Whatever the price is at the final refinery, once it gets to the pump, whatever they're charging it, we're capping it. That's it. There's no taxes. $1.50, $2 a gallon for fuel would change the entire dynamics of the current situation. But they don't want to do that. They want the prices to go up. This is why nobody in mainstream media has referenced the Marathon, Louisiana blaze that blew up the beginning of the week at the third largest refinery in the entire country that processes 578,000 barrels of oil every single day. It's completely shut down now, randomly had a fire start. Not a single mainstream outlet has talked about it and what that's about to do to fuel on top of these moronic sanctions. Why? Because that doesn't fit the narrative. The fuel prices are going up because Russia attacked Ukraine. The cost of your living is now going up because Russia attacked Ukraine. They want to make sure nobody ties anything back to the banking cartel and the corporations that were the exact ones that actually did this to us when they did it in unison with the Federal Reserve and they started shutting small businesses down and saying, you don't have a right to work because we told you you don't. You are not essential. That's what they don't want anybody talking about. That's what they don't want people remembering. And that's why they don't want anybody focused on anything, including the truckers right now or the deaths that are going on with these shots right now or the freedom that is in jeopardy right now in this country. But I find it funny because I talked to Steve about it yesterday. He's like, Austin, he goes, I haven't seen or heard anything about this Marathon fire except for like a couple main articles. They're all like local news articles. And I said, ironic, isn't it? Ironic nobody's talking about Marathon. Ironic nobody's talking about the fuel prices going up as far as what's really causing them and the speculators running the price per oil barrel through the roof. Isn't that ironic right now? None of that's getting brought up at all. Yeah, it's not accidental. I don't believe in coincidences. Continue to stay prepped. This is why I've told everybody. We have expedited shipping on our products if you want to pay extra for it. We can get stuff to you next day, second day, third day. We have all kinds of options. I always encourage people to continue to have backup supplies, whether or not it's the cinnamon extract for your blood sugar, whether or not it's HGH for your blood pressure, whether or not it's beans and rice from the store, whether it's food buckets from us, whatever it is. Don't be that person that waits until everything starts to go sideways and you decide you want to go prep and start getting stuff together. A wise man sees calamity coming and he prepares. That's so important that people remember that right now. We know it's happening. We know it's continuing to happen. We know what the cost of everything is happening. I had a buddy a while back ago, and he was asking about buying some food buckets. And I told him, I said, yeah. I said, we got a couple like two-pack, four-pack specials we can do. I said, I know the prices are going to be going up in the near future. And he's like, man, well, I want to buy some. He's like, but what happens if I buy a bunch of food buckets and nothing happens? And I got, you know, these food buckets. I said, dude, they're 25-year shelf life on them. I said, what do you mean, what if nothing happens? What am I supposed to do with them? I said, you can eat them. They're organic food buckets. I said, what do you think you can do with them? I said, if you want a budget in the future, I said, don't have to go to the store for a week and prep your food through those things or buy extra food on the side and do and supplement it. So what are you talking about? I said, or sell them if you don't want. I said, but anybody that ever says, what am I supposed to do with backup stored food if something doesn't go sideways right now? I've never understood that question. Because you're not buying the food and storing supplies because of this one situation that maybe or maybe not occurring right now. You're doing it for long-term planning. It's like if you have a job and every month you take money and you put it in your savings account. Or you take the money and you buy silver or you take the money and buy gold. And people go, what happens if my money doesn't go up in value? Or what happens if my gold doesn't go up then? Or my silver doesn't go? What am I going to do? You still have an ounce of gold that you bought. What do you mean? What do you do with it? You have an ounce of gold. It's called hard assets. You don't touch them. It's your savings. It's your nest egg. It's your backup plan. You always have them. What do you mean? What are you going to do with them later? Oh, I didn't think of it like that. I said, everybody has to get this idea of this short term, I want instant gratification right now all the time. We have to remember that there's sometimes in this country that people have to sacrifice the nice things and the luxuries that we've had because we have to support and maintain something more important than luxuries, and that's freedom. That is always more important because the only way you have the ability to travel on your way and the luxuries that you have and the enjoyment of basically of being able to do things that you want is because of freedom. Once your freedom is allowed to be taken away from you, all those other things, they can get taken away too in a heartbeat. That is why it is so important we continue to maintain freedom and get the truth out there. What do you think, Dad?
Wow, you covered a lot of stuff, Austin. I need to make a few comments on a little bit of it, and you're right with the storable food. The worst thing happens to it is you decide, you know, it's taking up too much room and you don't want to deal with it anymore. You can sell it online or you can give it to a homeless shelter and they can use it. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can take it as a tax deduction, write it off. You can do that. And now the problem is, like, if you get canned goods, that can be a real problem. If you try to buy, you know, 25 years of canned goods, they're going to expire within a year, two, 3 years, depending on the can. And so, you know, you don't have the type of, how should I say, security when you buy cans. But for the short term, the cans are really good. And then if that's where you are and your budget is that tight, then get enough cans for the next 12 months. You know, don't buy food buckets. And then keep those cans in stock and start rotating them in and out and just keep 12 months in stock. And if you do it that way, if you can take care of the inventory and not have it expire on you, you don't have to worry about, quote, being stuck with food buckets. I don't think – it's kind of like years ago. I had a friend of mine. His name was Henry Minks, good friend. And I was asking him about precious metals. I'm talking like 40 years ago. He said always – here's what his advice to me was. Keep 10% of your net assets in precious metals. You can keep it in the safety deposit box or wherever you think you can keep it safely. And he said, just forget about it. And I said, well, what do you mean forget about it? He goes, just forget about it. He says, that's a core asset. He said, let you sleep good at night. Kind of like food buckets, right? They let you sleep good at night. I don't have to worry about feeding my family because I've got food buckets. Same thing, you got to keep your propane tanks filled if you have propane gas in your home for cooking. Just do things like we've learned to do in Florida to prepare. And that's how I look at all of this stuff. It's just insurance. You know, people will spend $200-$300 a month, $600 a month, $800 a month for health insurance, and nothing ever goes wrong in many cases. And they end up spending hundreds of thousands of dollars over their lifetime in health insurance, and they may or may not ever use the claim. Happens all the time. You know, I remember that happened to me years ago. I had health insurance. I never used it, never used it, never used it. They had jacked it up to over $1,000 a month for me and the family. And I finally looked at it, and I put over $100,000 in this doggone health insurance. I never had a single claim because I don't go running back and forth to doctors all the time. So finally I thought, this is stupid. And so I canceled it. I got rid of it. And see, that's the thing that you have to think through for yourself. I'm not telling you to cancel your health insurance. I would never tell you that. But what I'm saying, I chose to do that because it didn't make any sense. Then I found a, you know, a share policy, which was like a fraction of the price. And a few years later, I re-upped on that. But that spending, I think it was actually $1,500 a month. It was a State Farm policy. It was awful. It was one of the worst health insurance things I've ever had, but I've been in it for years. And it was just easy to stay in it. And finally I said, I'm done. This is stupid. It's too much money. But guys, it's so important to think about the future. It really is. You're here in Florida. You know, we've got backup generators, propane tanks buried in the ground, you know, stored water, all that stuff in case we have power outages for weeks on end, which we had a few years back. We had a whole week with no power whatsoever. But it didn't affect us at all because our generators were running. The ACs were not, well, the AC in the house wasn't running, but the refrigerators were all running. We didn't lose any food. The propane was still flowing. We had no problem. Now, it was warm at night. It was in the bedroom. And so finally, we just left the doors and windows open and said, to heck with it. You know, we have to do like we used to do and just basically have a cross breeze when I was a kid. And it was fine. You see, guys, it's important that we all understand that preparation is really, really one of the most important things that we can do. Look at California right now, what the federal government has done. They're not allowing the farmers in California. The U.S. federal government cites the drought for refusing to give water to California farmers. They're pumping the water out into the ocean if they get too much rain, rather than diverting it back to the farmers. So they've had 3 years of a drought. And California, when you get away from the coastal area, it's a very, very dry state in many cases. They have to have irrigation for the crops. Some of the most fertile farmland in the world, but it doesn't grow anything if you don't have crop, you know, putting water to it. Again, it's part of controlling the food supply. Just like Austin's talking about this refinery fire. Nobody's talking about that. All of this stuff, including the refinery fire, in my opinion now, can't prove it, all of the refinery information that's happening with that fire and that ship, that Volkswagen ship that had 4,000 cars on it, all of this stuff seems strange to me that it's happening right now. We never have had a large ship transporting cars from Europe with $500 million worth of automobiles on the boat. Well, you know, that supply line choked down, isn't it? Again? Isn't it the refinery, a supply line choke down? Don't the international bankers are choking down the supply lines everywhere? Didn't Bill Gates just buy a whole bunch of farmland? He's another Kabbalist Luciferian banker, controlled flunky is what he is. All of these guys are. Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Bezos, they're all.
They're all the same. They're all financed through the international banking cartels, all of them. And once you see it, it's like I told you guys years ago. If it was Rothschild Amazon, Rothschild Facebook, Rothschild Standard Oil, Rothschild, 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 every single thing said Rothschild on it, everybody would boycott them. But they're smarter than that, so they use other people as front guys. They're called cutouts, and they use those people in order to get things done so everybody doesn't point the finger back at them. And remember, they've been doing this for a really long time. Now, Putin, and I want to go a little bit more detail with this, we have an article just came up on Drudge, and it says, Putin's spiritual destiny, the religious president wants to rebuild Christendom. Wait a minute. He's working with a Kabbalist banker, but he wants to rebuild Christendom? Well, he's a Christian. Well, we've been told he's a Christian. We've been told he's Russian Orthodox. Well, I hope it's true. Hope he is. Hope he's committed to Christ. But why is he working with Kabbalist Luciferian bankers? So what they do here, and let me give you the backside of this. They throw this up on Drudge because they know a lot of Christians like Putin, and a lot of Christians want to have Christianity come back globally. So what do? They make Putin the hero again to the Christians reading Drudge by saying his spiritual destiny to rebuild Christianity globally. Wait a minute. Again, they're controlling both sides of the narrative. Is he a Christian? Is he not a Christian? Is he working with the World Economic Forum? Is he not working with the World Economic Forum? It's all to create confusion, because out of confusion and chaos will come their new world order. And then we have one young fellow comes out this week, and he said that basically there's a secret network that he's calling Skynet 2. And it basically it sends centralized commands from its master to slave devices without anybody able to stop it. Remember what I told you? That Benjamin Netanyahu told me personally at lunch 25 years ago that all of these networks have back doors that all run back through Tel Aviv, and they can control the computer systems. He told me that. He was there telling us that because he wanted us, the people that were there speaking at the seminar, to invest in this company he was working with. So, again, is it going back to the international Kabbalist bankers? Is it going back to their Costa Nostra-controlled Rothschild state? I mean, is this what's going on? I don't know. I'm going to post this article so you guys can basically take a look at it. By the way, the CDC, to significantly ease pandemic mask guidelines on Friday today, so hopefully they'll take them off the airplanes. I really hope that's going to happen. And Tucker Carlson is continuing the narrative, continuing to say things he's supposed to say, and now he tells people how in the world the war in the Ukraine will affect the Americans, which, quite frankly, if we don't go to war over there with them, it's not going to affect us at all. It's just going to be another one of those big, how should I say, nothings that's happening over in another part of the world, which is what World War I should have stayed and what World War II should have stayed and keep us out of it. By the way, insurance companies now estimating 3 million people in Germany have been treated for COVID vaccine injuries. Imagine that. Guys, listen to Austin tonight on Hagman. Going to have a great show with you tonight. I love you guys. Had the opportunity to pray for you this morning. You guys are absolutely wonderful. I appreciate every one of you. Thank you so much for what you do and the support of Health Masters, support of the company. Because, guys, we're in this together. I pray for you guys every day. And I want you to know we love you. Thanks again for your support. Austin, finish it up, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Continue to do the truth research that you need to do. I saw an article earlier here now that basically is coming out even more truth about what happened. The study published in Frontiers in Virology, the researchers compared 30,000 letters of genetic code carrying the information needed to spread SARS-CoV-2 with millions of sequenced proteins and online data. You know what they found? Researchers discovered a tiny piece of the DNA in the virus matched the genetic sequence patented by Moderna 3 years before the pandemic began. They said the odds of Moderna's sequence occurring naturally are about 1 in 3 trillion. Oh yeah. The code was discovered in the unique furin cleavage site, the part of the virus that binds to the human cells, allowing it to cause infection. London's Mail Online reported. Many scientists have been saying this for some time, that there's no way this could have ever developed naturally. Now, what's interesting about this as well now, as we start doing more research and we start hearing about all the stuff that occurred, the lab leak game theory in May last year, when former New York Times science writer Nicholas Wade published nearly 11,000-word analysis concluding the evidence clearly points that this was brewed up. And now the fact that we're seeing that the genetic sequence that is part of this COVID SARS-2 SARS-CoV-2 was owned by Moderna. The pharmaceutical giant filed the patent for sequencing in February 2016 as part of its cancer research division. It is the only coronavirus of its type to carry 12 unique letters that enable the spike protein to spread easily between human cells. I'll post this on the website that you guys can do more research into it. So, as I said earlier, isn't it slightly ironic that all of this stuff about COVID is finally starting to emerge? Because the truth always comes out, no matter what, especially with the research and the digging and the doctors and everybody who's involved in this right now. Isn't it ironic that all this stuff is starting to come out about SARS-CoV-2 and the lies and where it originated from and the injections and the deaths from the injections and basically remdesivir, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And all of a sudden now, the narrative has to completely change, and everybody needs to stay focused on basically a border conflict between Russia and Ukraine here in the United States. Nah, not coincidence, my friends. I think not. So continue to get the truth out there. Thank you for forwarding our shows and getting the research out there that people need to. Ask questions. I tell people that all the time. So ask questions. Don't just sit in front of CNN and Fox and drool on yourselves while you nod your head up and down and listen to what those liars tell you. I bring it up all the time. I'll talk about it more on Hagman tonight. The clinical scientific research that is shown with psychological control, you can make just about anybody think anything if you tell them long enough and you have enough of an authority figure telling them. I've done research and seen the research where they've taken individuals in college classrooms and basically allowed them somebody to come in with a stethoscope and a lab coat. And all of a sudden, oh, you guys need to stand up and go by the wall over here. Okay, how many of you guys are ready to take a shot? Okay. And a lot of people do it because they think an authority figure is telling them to do so. Do your own research, my friends. Continue to ask questions. Thank you again for supporting Health Masters. If you need anything at all, check out the website healthmasters.com. I'm going to activate the Doug5 coupon this weekend out for everybody on his show. Doug5, 5% off all regular price products as well, exempting sale products. So be sure to check it out. Thank you again for the support. Y'all have a blessed, safe, awesome night.